Pope Benedict XVI on Wednesday received a portrait commissioned by the patron of the arts in the Vatican Museums. The portrait shows Pope Benedict seated on the famous papal throne of Leo XIII. The work was painted by Russian artist Natalia Zarkova. She has previously painted portraits of Pope John Paul I and Pope John Paul II. Pope Benedict received his portrait in a private audience after the weekly journal audience in the Pope Paul VI Audience Hall. During his audience, the Holy Father spoke about St. Paulinus, Bishop of Nola, and contemporary of Saints Augustine and Ambrose.
In our catechesis on the great teachers of the early Church, we now turn to St. Paulinus, the Bishop of Nola in southern Italy. A native of Bordeaux in Gaul, Paulinus becomes a Roman governor of Campania, where, after encountering the depth of popular devotion to St. Felix, martyr, he was led to embrace the Christian faith. After the tragic loss of their first child, he and his wife sold their goods and undertook a life of chastity and prayer. Ordained a priest and then bishop of Nola, Paulinus distinguished himself by his charity to the poor during the troubled times of the barbarian invasions. A man of letters and a gifted poet, Paulinus placed his art at the service of Christ and the Church. In his poetry and his vast correspondence, Paulinus expressed his deep faith and his love of the poor. His letters to such contemporary churchmen as Saints Ambrose, Augustine, Jerome, and Martin of Tours reflect his asceticism, his deep sense of the Church's communion, and his cultivation of the practice of spiritual friendship as a means of experiencing that communion within the mystery of Christ's mystical body enlivened by the Holy Spirit.
After his catechesis, the Pope took time to greet the pilgrims in various languages. I'm Charles Collins.